5 Minute Friday, episode number 408, and you must live from a beautiful state.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
I'm in India right now at a meditation retreat called One World Academy, and what an experience and journey I'm going through. Last week, I got in, and the first couple days started out great, learned a ton, went through these incredible experiences, learned some ancient Indian spiritual wisdom and modern day science to teach me how to literally have a superpower. And that superpower is how to overcome any stress, any anxiety, any overwhelm, dis-ease, hurt, suffering, fear of the past, fear of the future, any of that. How to overcome it through this ancient Indian wisdom coupled with modern day science, with the wisdom and the meditation practices, along with the breath and understanding how the body works. Unfortunately, day three, I picked up a really bad bug. I must have eaten something in Delhi a few days prior that finally caught up with me and got me knocked out for about 3 days in my bed, could barely walk, going to the bathroom pretty much every hour, fever, shakes, sweaty. It was not fun. Not fun being in another country and experiencing that. Over the last 3 days, I've recovered and have been back in class. And there are so many things that I've learned, even with that unfortunate experience of getting sick. I learned throughout that experience because I had one of the teachers who was working with me one-on-one, essentially, while he was taking care of me. And there was so much that I learned about myself throughout this entire process. I'm going to be sharing more over the coming weeks, but this is all about living from a beautiful state of being. And you cannot create anything great in your life unless you're living in a beautiful state. Now, what does that mean? There are two states that we can live in. One is a state of suffering, where we're thinking about our fears, we're insecure, we are suffering from something that happened to us in the past that we haven't let go of. So we're in that state of suffering, of anxiety, of stress, of overwhelm, of fear, of guilt, of frustration, of insecurities, of comparison. All these different states are a suffering state, a state that holds us back from our greatness, a state that doesn't allow our true being to step forward in the world. And that suffering state is not something you want to create from. It's not something you want to create a meaningful relationship from, or a meaningful business from, or impact the world in a positive way. When we are in a suffering state, every time we create, it's never fulfilling enough. It's never good enough. We're always comparing ourselves still. We're never satisfied inside fully. So even though on the outside, on the external, we may be achieving our dreams, we may be achieving certain marks, we may be making money, we may be making an impact in the world, But on the inside, because we are living from a state that is not beautiful and we are suffering inside, that motivation that's driving us is a suffering state, we're going to continue to suffer until we understand how to let that go and how to move into a beautiful space, a beautiful state of being. The other state is a non-suffering state. So we have a suffering state and a non-suffering state. Those are the two ways that you can experience and live life. And the non-suffering state is a place of joy, a place of love, a place of contribution, a place of giving, of service, of passion, of excitement, of connection, of intimacy, of openness, of realness, all the things that allow for synchronicities and magic to come alive in your life. But you must live from a beautiful state. Now, how do we live from a beautiful state? How do you move into that? How do you let go of suffering and move into that? Well, suffering of all levels come from the obsessive, self-centric thinking that we have about ourselves. Think about it. Every time we suffer, it's always about ourselves, what someone did to us, what didn't work out for us, how we are insecure, how we are frustrated at someone else and what they did. Whatever it is, it comes back to me. Me, 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 me. I'm suffering because of the way I feel. I feel someone hurt me. I feel someone did something bad to me. Someone took advantage of me. I'm focusing on myself. And you're unable to remove yourself from that situation. When you focus on that and you allow yourself to suffer because you feel comfortable in that state, you're never able to create something meaningful, something powerful. Yes, you can still create. Yes, you can make things happen in life, but at the cost of still suffering because you're creating from a suffering state. So in order to create something in this life, and believe me, guys, this is something that I lived with for essentially 25 years. I was creating everything in my life I wanted to, but I still suffered. I was a lonely feeling all the time. I felt insecure still. I felt defensive and guarded, like I was gonna lose my identity if someone tried to attack me or tried to question me. And I constantly suffered for years because I was focusing on my obsessive, self-centric self. So how do we move out of this self-centric thinking that puts us in a suffering state? How do we do that in the first place? This is something that opened me up big time. It may sound simple, but for me, it was very profound. And it's having a spiritual vision. Now, I've always been clear about having a vision in my life. This is the first chapter of my book in the School of Greatness, is have a clear, powerful, purposeful vision. What we've learned about here at One World Academy is that a spiritual vision is much deeper. A spiritual vision is not what you are going to do or the goal that you have or what you're going to create. Rather, it's who you're going to be in this world. So when we have a foundation of a spiritual vision of I'm going to be a loving, considerate, compassionate, wise man that lives of contribution in the world, that's my way of being. That's who I am and my foundation. Now, what am I going to create? And the mechanism is I'm going to impact 100 million lives, and I'm going to do that through my speaking. The actions that I take, which is speaking, creating content, my podcast, my books, my programs, my events, that's the mechanism. That's the actions that I'll do. But first I must be. And first we must create a spiritual vision. Who are we going to be in this world? Who do we want to be? No matter what happens, what circumstances, who do we want to be at every moment in of our lives? That is the foundation we must build first. If you don't know what your path is, if you don't know what you're passionate about, if you don't know what business you want to create or what you want to do in your life, that's okay. Start with who you want to be. What's your spiritual vision? And I talk about this a little bit in the School of Greatness book. We talk about creating those that leader's compass, those principles that you want to stand on. But when I heard the idea of spiritual vision, it just made it a little bit more sense. It's like when we come from this place of being first and we understand that all suffering stems from obsessive, self-centric thinking. This is what the founder, Krishna G, says. And we can be aware of it first. When we are suffering, we are aware of the suffering first. and bringing that attention to the suffering and being aware of it allows us to remove ourselves from the situation much easier, move past that and reconnect to our spiritual vision. And from there, move into a beautiful state of being where we can then move forward to create the life of our dreams. You cannot create anything great unless you're living in a beautiful state. My friends, this is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 407. If you found that this resonated with you, that living in a beautiful state is the only way to be, living from joy is the only way to be, then let me know over on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, at Lewis Howes. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. And if this resonated with you at all in any way, then share this with your friends, lewishowes.com/408. If you want to be great, you must live in a beautiful state. Go write down your spiritual vision right now. Write it down. Put it in your phone. Write it down on a piece of paper, in your notebook, whatever it may be. Write down your spiritual vision. Who am I going to be? That is the foundation on which you will live on moving forward. I love you guys very much. I've got so much more to share, and I'm still decompressing and deciphering all this knowledge and wisdom and meditation that I'm learning. It's been incredible. I will be a meditation instructor certified here in a few days after this full week of training, and so much to learn. And I hope to share with you all the tools I'm learning, all the skills, and continue to share with you. So if you love this information, make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Stay up to date. We do this every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And it's my mission to learn the most powerful tools in the world to give access to you, so you can apply them and use them in your life to benefit and achieve your dreams. I love you guys very much. And you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.